And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
Well, you made it to July 4th, 2013, and you've tuned into the right show. You know what you're listening to, don't you? You're listening to The Savage Nation with yours truly, Michael Savage, for the next 3 hours. So be sure to stay tuned to this program. We're talking about the revolution in Egypt. We're talking about the fact that the people seem to be freer than we are in America. We're talking about the fact that the reason they're free of the Muslim Brotherhood is because there was an independent military in Egypt that the people counted on to overthrow the dictatorship that was installed by Obama and Hillary Clinton and his gang. By the way, make no mistake about it. He was installed by Obama. Now Obama's acting shocked. He's saying, calling for civilian rule. What the hell does he mean by civilian rule? What does he mean, civilian rule? What civilian? Some Islamo-fascist in a suit? The Egyptians have more freedom. Make no mistake about it. This country has become a lockdown police state under this administration. And you haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet, but we have no military to protect us from these despots. A few small people in the administration are controlling the entire country. And there's 350 million people acting like slaves in this country. They don't have the brains to even say enough is enough. We'd have no opposition party. We have no two-party system. Well, I think I've said enough for this July 4th. I've given you my Independence Day speech. Never forget what I said to you tonight. The Egyptian people are freer than we are. And your president, your attorney general, is spying not on the imams, not on the mosques, not on the Islamabads, no, not on the little towns around America filled with Muslims training for revolution. And there are many reports that are coming in all the time of such communities that have military, paramilitary training going on with live rounds, live ammunition. No, they're not spying on them. They're spying on you. So you say, well, what can I do about it? I don't know. Look at the Egyptians. They were powerless, I thought. Take a look at them. There's a million of them in Tahrir Square. The tyrant is arrested. That's because they have an independent military. We have no independent military. We have stooges. Yes men is all we have. He got rid of any independent-minded, scholarly American hero like McChrystal, like Petraeus. They were great American generals. They were genuine war warriors. These were not just intellectual technocrats. They were warriors, unlike the fraud. He's the chairman of the Joint Chief of Chaff, is who Dempsey is. Dempsey is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Chaff. Dempsey has permitted the trial or non-trial of the Muslim murderer, Colonel Nidal Hassan, who committed the greatest massacre in American military history right on this soil. He's permitted him to get away with murder. You don't know that, do you? You have no idea what's going on around you. So how many of you really know this? 20% of the population. That's a lot of people. I do not know one business owner. I do not know one independent entrepreneur. I do not know one person who actually works for a living and believes in the American way who does not believe we're living in a dictatorship by Obama. Why is it that when I see them in Tahrir Square, a million of them, they look freer than we do in America, where we're like living in a prison camp, like a lockdown prison camp, where everyone fears the government's spying on them. Everyone fears their friends are going to turn them in. We're like living in a dictatorship. How come they have freedom? This is my emotional reaction to the Egyptian uprising. Why aren't there a million people in the streets of America saying enough is enough with this clown, this criminal in the White House? How does he spend $100 million on a trip to Africa at a time like this? How? Without a word from the stooges in the media. Because I told you, I wrote it, I spoke it, 1998, beware the government media complex. Once we lost the press, we lost the country. And moreover, once the press became what they are, which is an arm of the Democrat machine, Democrat socialist machine, this is why there's no opposition in the country. There's no two-party system. Many people don't understand this, but there are many ways of conquering a nation. In the past, you would think it was always through war. And generally speaking, it was through war that a people were subjugated and conquered. But it's not always and entirely through war that a people are subjugated and conquered. In fact, I can show you many examples of non-warlike methods of conquering a people, like your own nation, like the entire West, Norway, France, the United States, Canada, Australia. You name the Western nation, and they're all being conquered. And so I want to go back to the conquerors who are conquering these nations, not through overt war. In fact, every time one of the lunatics takes them too literally and sets off a bomb, he actually sets the plan back a number of years. Because it's far easier to conquer the West without the bombs than with the bombs. Look how far they've gotten. Look how far they've gotten without the bombs. So let's talk about this. And let's go back to a time, the greatest days of the Arabs, when they conquered. It's one of the most amazing stories of conquest in the whole history of the human race. The Byzantine army was smashed at the Battle of Yarmouk, a tributary of the Jordan, in 634 by the Muslim Arabs. Then Persia was conquered. Syria, Damascus, Palmyra, Antioch, Jerusalem, falling almost without resistance to the Muslim armies. And large elements in these populations converted to Islam. Then the Muslim armies turned east. The Persians tried to resist. They had a great general in Rustam. They had a great army with a force of great elephants in Persia. And for 3 days they fought the Arabs at Qadisiyah, and then they lost, and they ran in 637. The conquest of all of Persia followed. And then the Muslim Empire, not satisfied with its conquest, pushed far into western Turkestan and eastward until it met the Chinese. Egypt fell without almost any resistance to the new conquerors, who had a fanatical belief in the sufficiency of the Quran. And they wiped out the vestiges of the bookcopying industry of the Alexandria Library. They burnt it to the ground. Then the tide of conquest poured along the north coast of Africa to the Straits of Gibraltar and Spain. Spain was invaded by the Muslim Arabs in 710. And the Pyrenees Mountains were reached in 720. In 732, the Arab-Muslim advance had reached the center of France. But finally, it was stopped for good at the Battle of Poitiers, and thrust back as far as the Pyrenees again. Shall I go on? These were the great days of the Arabs, but that's when they needed to use the military for their conquest. They don't need it. The Arab intelligence is quite vast. The Arab intelligence is phenomenal. Never underestimate the Bedouin. Never underestimate the Bedouin. The Arab intelligence is vast. The Arab intelligence at that time had been flung across the globe even more swiftly and dramatically than had the Greek 1,000 years before. And so what we are facing today is the Arab intelligence again. And so we see connections to Saudi Arabia wherever you look, the Wahhabi sect of Islam, wherever you look, whether it's in Russia, the United States, Norway, Sweden, Finland, France. The Wahhabi sect is a sect that teaches conquest, and it teaches derision, and it teaches this by very subtle means. Certainly not to put suitcase bombs, certainly not to make pressure cooker bombs, because that sets their plans back, not forward. When you have a compliant West that is infested with a liberal mindset, which is the equivalent of a mental disease, a psychological mental disorder that has opened up the entire Western Hemisphere and to conquest, then why do you need to put a bomb in a subway car? All that will do is alert people to the fact that you're conquering them by violent means. If you can conquer them through propaganda, if you can conquer the people through a passivity of the people who don't even, either they don't know what's going on, they don't care to fight, they don't have any sense of their nationhood anymore because it's been destroyed. Why do you want to set off bombs? So if you follow what I've just expressed to you on the Savage Nation tonight, you can understand that what is going on is not happening by chance. It's not random. It's not lone wolves. Yeah, these acts are occasionally set off by fanatical fools who set the Arab intelligence back, not forward, because they can get much farther by not bombing the nations that they have invaded, not bombing the nations they have invaded. For example, building a victory mosque on the site of one of their bombings. Victory mosque in old Bloomberg's New York. And old Bloomberg was all in favor of the victory mosque. Fool that he be, liberal fool, liberal tyrant that he be, he was in favor of the victory mosque on the site of the worst disaster in American history. Old Bloomberg, the soda king. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I've given you a pocket history of two things: the Arab conquest of a long time ago, Arab intelligence, which I greatly admire, and the current conquest of the world, especially the Western world. The Chinese are resistant to it because they take no prisoners. Where there have been uprisings in the Muslim underbelly of China's regions, they suppress them violently. They don't worry about the UN. They don't worry about wagging tongues at the New York Times. In fact, they don't allow cell phone cameras as they're crushing the uprising. Only we worry about anyone who might say a dirty word about the conquerors or the conquests. I told you in my book, Trickle Down Tyranny, what was going to happen. I put the evidence out there for everyone to see in the first edition of Trickle Down Tyranny. I explained that Barack Obama is the most corrupt American president since the days of Tammany Hall. But you were not paying attention. You reelected one of the most unprincipled men who's ever held the office of president of the United States. I told you what Tammany Hall was. You're seeing a federal level of Tammany Hall graft and corruption. The arrogance of the newly elected president is so evident to anybody with a mind is unbelievable to me. And it's all in Trickle-Down Tyranny. I suggest you go pick up a paperback edition while it's still possible to see what's coming next. So I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Days of those traffic troubles in Vacaville. Highway 505 shut down at Midway Road in both directions. Injury crash brought down some power poles across the freeway. No word how long it's going to be shut down, but look for some alternate routes there. Bay Bridge Toll Plaza still backed up before the 880 overcross. Cash Lane's the real backup. Without BART running, people trying to get into San Francisco, very little parking available for the fireworks shows. Proceed accordingly. I'm Dave Fox, Talk 560 KSFO.
So if it doesn't snow, it's global warming.
If it snows, it's global warming.
The Sean Hannity Show, weekdays at noon.
If it rains, it's global warming.
If there's a drought, it's global warming.
If there's an earthquake, global warming.
There's no earthquake. See, global warming.
On Hot Talk 560.
This is insane.
KSFO. This 4th of July, it's going to be red, white, and win. Give your summer a $4,000 kickstart. Go to KSFO.com now for details on how to win a $4,000 gift card from Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You are a waste, a loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas and get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today or visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Did not hang in there to discuss what he wanted to say, and I don't know what it was he was getting at. He took umbrage with my statements about the flood of illegal immigrants into America, focusing especially upon Muslims, the administration's blind spot towards Islamic terrorism, focused instead on the Southern Baptists and other Christians, which is endemic, by the way, in America today. You ask anyone in the Army, you ask anybody in the FBI, he'll tell you the truth. You ask anybody in DHS who still has a pair of holsters, they will tell you that they're told never, ever to disrespect Muslims, to look amongst Christians, fundamentalist Christians, for their terrorists. That's how twisted your country has become under this administration. Let me go into another analogy, because maybe I'm losing you. I'm a trained epidemiologist. I've studied epidemics, and it doesn't take a genius to understand what I'm about to say to you. You can even have gone to high school. That's all that matters is common sense. It's common sense. If your immune system is weak, you become infected with various and sundry organisms that are constantly hanging around in your body. They're called opportunistic infections. Right now, the Western nations have AIDS. That's right. All of the Western nations are suffering from a sort of political AIDS. Their immune systems have been destroyed, knocked down from a retrovirus within their own nation. The retrovirus is called liberalism. It took down their white cells, and so therefore the opportunistic infections have spread. The disease germs were always there, but they were contained by the white cells. And who were the white cells? Who were the macrophages? Why, they were the counterterrorism agents in the FBI who knew where the danger was. They were the people who worked around the clock to recognize the danger, contain the danger before it spread throughout the body politic. But do I have to finish the paragraph and tell you what's happened under Bush, after Bush, and now under Hussein Obama? Why it's happening? It's not that he's a terrorist or a terrorist-loving president. Don't be a fool. That's not what he is. I mean, the right-wing extremists will say that. I don't agree with it at all. I know that many people allege that he was put here by the Saudi Arabians, and he's an enemy within. You could have that. You don't need to go there to understand why this is happening in this country. It's because he is afraid to say one word about terrorists and their relationship to their fundamentals, which are their religion. Because unless you read the Quran itself, you're not going to understand anything. I know this is a risky business for me. I get it. I've been roundly condemned before for telling you the truth. I've been lied about by the British government. I'm the only member of the Western media banned from entering that fine country of patsies. They won't let me in, not for what I said, but for what I allegedly said, which I never said. It was good enough that I dared criticize Muslim bombers, that I dared criticize Muslim fanatics, that I dared ask what would happen if a Muslim nation got a nuclear bomb and they were our enemy, what would they do? So today I will ask you, How much more can we take of this? The Christian religion was once a religion of zealotry. The Jewish religion was once a religion of zealotry. Virtually every one of the major religions on the planet have gone through a reformation where the hatred for others has been expunged from their holy books. There is one exception. And that in that exception, you will find a people around the world at war with their neighbors. What more do you need to know? A sane nation would say, no, Buster, not in my country. You're not going to bring in a holy book that has 140 references to killing the infidel. You're not going to preach that in a mosque in my country, because otherwise you're liable to produce, let's see, the Fort Hood massacre. Let's see, the Boston bombing. Shall I go back to all the other events that have been produced in America? Some cases, foreigners like Saudis. Whatever happened to that Saudi who went to the hospital with burnt hands? Forgot about him already? Interested in the goon with the tattoos on his neck who threw a basketball through a hoop last night? Are you? Well, you probably are. This is very painful stuff. This is hard stuff. I got to admit it. Like, if you go into psychotherapy, if he's a good therapist, he will say to you, this is going to be very hard work. A bad therapist will tell you, let's have fun together. You'll get nowhere with a therapist who has fun with you. Oh, it's going to be an enjoyable experience. You're going to be enlightened. No, my friends, psychotherapy is a very difficult experience if you have a real therapist as opposed to the fakes that are being generated by the millions right now. Real psychotherapy requires really hard work. And just as listening to talk radio is the same thing. Easy listening. I can do easy listening. I can do FM Bob for you. I can spin records. I can spin the truth. I can not even refer to the truth, because I see the country as already double-talked, hidden, buried, and made apologies for the Muslim bombers. And I realize this is painful for most Americans. They don't want to accept these things. What we are facing if we don't face it. What we're facing because we have a nation run by managers, not by leaders. And I don't mean to offend you, but I need to awaken you.
Savage.
Hey, I'm Michael Savage. Why have I been telling you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS? Why? Because your vehicle can get 22% better mileage. That's why. 22% better mileage. A study by Federal Consumer Protection backs it up. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Government test data describes it as very effective. It exceeds mileage guarantees, and it has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. These are amazing reports. They're real, and that's why I want you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS, especially now. The inventor and his product have received the attention of Motor Trend Magazine, Popular Science, and Popular Mechanics. He's even met with General Motors. Listen, this product has a positive 30-year track record, and it's made in the USA. That's right, made in America, not China. 22% better mileage. Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427. Get up to 22% better mileage. Just call 800-LESS-GAS now.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fox, Shaw Talk 560 KSFO. BART negotiations are on hold while the two sides break for dinner. They are set to resume talking again after dinner, though. BART union reps were not happy with the direction of the talks during their lunch break. Fire crews in San Jose are on the scene of a three-alarm fire broke out at a home on Sydney Drive near Piedmont Road. We're getting reports that the roof of that structure has collapsed, but not many other details. And while we say happy birthday to the country, we also say happy birthday to the Sutro Tower, the one that towers above San Francisco. It's now 40 years old. Taking a look at the roadways, have a grass fire being reported now, brush fire anyway, side of the freeway, Highway 4 at Lone Tree Way. Northbound 101 Richardson Bay Bridge looks like a stalled car. Right lane still slow at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. And it's heavy. Highway 505 still shut down in Vacaville, both directions at Midway Road because of a crash with the power lines down. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Sean Hannity.
It's like a beautiful flower that'll emerge. You'll have an aha moment, and you'll realize how naive you have been over the years as a liberal.
Weekdays from noon till 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers. The July 4 Honda sales event is on now at your Northern California Honda dealers. Come in today for incredible deals like 0.9% APR financing for 60 months on the Fit, Pilot, and CRV. Shop Honda.com now for details.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
This is a scary marketplace. Monarch Retirement is a company that works to secure your financial future. And for everybody that's interested, we do offer a complimentary consultation, which does include a navigator, which is a planning tool we supply to each and every person we meet. We'll discuss investing, retirement, insurance. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advice. Advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game. Judy, spin the meat wheel. You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or
swap it
for the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it.
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Jackoff.
You are a waste, a loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area,
this is an
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Philadelphia, WWIQ. Richard, you're on the Savage Nation. Make your point, please.
Okay. Yeah, you said that during religious reformations, passages that are hostile to other religions are often deleted from Scripture. Well, there are some passages in Islam which are very favorable to Christians and Jews.
I'm very glad to hear it. How come we rarely hear that? I would expect that the modern Muslim, the moderate Muslim, focuses on those and doesn't focus on the dehumanizing statements in the Quran that says non-Muslims are vile animals, of which there are many quotes, by the way.
Yes, well, absolutely true. There's a passage in the Quran which says, respect Christians and Jews, for they are people of the book. Meaning,
well, apparently the Boston terrorists didn't read that sutra.
Well, right. If someone is psychotic...
Apparently they didn't read that sutra. That didn't. Mama terrorist didn't read them that sutra.
Right. Well, see, one of the problems with Islam is it can be misinterpreted easily by someone who is psychotic.
How hard is it to misinterpret these statements? I can show you 10 statements, at least, where the Quran dehumanizes non-Muslims and calls people who are not Muslims vile animals. Would you like a few of the quotes?
Well, what about the quotes?
Here, verse 7, 176, compares unbelievers to panting dogs with regard to their idiocy and worthlessness. Verse 7, 179 says they are like cattle, only worse. Verse 560 even says that Allah transformed Jews of the past into apes and pigs. This is echoed by verses 7, 166, and 265. a hadith, Bukhari 54524, says that Muhammad believed rats to be mutated Jews. Verses 4629-35 even say that unbelieving men are worse than the demons who believe in Muhammad. According to Islamic law, non-Muslims may be owned as property by Muslims. Do you understand about Islam supremacist messages?
I can understand it, yes, and they should, as you suggested, during reformations, this type of thing is deleted, and I guess you're correct that they haven't had that kind of reformation yet. But
they're never going to have the reformation. Look at what happened during the Christian Reformation. This was not a reasonable discussion amongst factions within Christianity. This was a holy war within Christianity that resulted in the Reformation. Islam has never had this holy war.
I agree with you. Now, for example, a passage like the following, the use of coercion to settle religious differences is strictly forbidden. Here's another one from the Quran. If your enemy truly sues for peace, Allah does not permit you to harm him. And the other one I mentioned, you know, respect Christians and Jews, for they are people of the book. So it is hard to reconcile these. Absolutely, I'm not a Muslim, and I don't.
Well, no, I like that. I'm glad that the Quran says that. But you could also find statements that say other religions are cursed by Allah, including Buddhists in Thailand, Jews in Israel, Christians in Indonesia, and Hindus in India. Ask them what they've experienced from their Muslim friends.
Well, let me ask you something.
Why is Islam at war with every major world religion when none of these religions are at war with each other? Buddhists are not at war with Christianity. Jews are not at war with Hindus. Why is Islam the only religion at war with every other major world religion when none of these religions are at war with each other?
It's because of what you said. They've never had a reformation where these hostile passages have been deleted. But that just made me think of the passages that I mentioned.
I understand. You're a very nice man, and you're probably a devout Christian. Are you, Richard?
No, I'm not. Actually, if you must know the truth, I'm an atheist.
Well, that's good. I've met some very fine people who don't believe in an entity in the sky.
Well, I don't accept the supernatural claims of any religion.
No, my father was an atheist, so I'm very comfortable with atheists.
Right.
In other words, I'm a rationalist at the end of the day. I'm a rationalist. I don't know how a society can survive when you bring people in who are taught to hate everybody else from the time they're suckled at their mother's breast.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, how do you feel about France banning the burqa, for example? Why do you think the French, before this socialist vermin took over the country, this socialist rat who's destroying France as fast as he can, why do you think in France they banned the burqa? Why do you think they did it? Because they were mean towards Muslims? What does that symbolize for a woman but that she's Chattel? She's a piece of cattle walking in the street. She's a slave of some man. How can you permit that in a secular modern society? A woman to walk around in a slave costume.
Well, that's it, see. In the 1800s, in the American legal system, women were recognized almost as being the private property of their husband.
Absolutely right. And slaves were considered four-fifths human. But we've sort of dropped that, haven't we, in America?
Yes. Yes.
Well, all I'm talking about is some evolution somewhere. Is that too hard to ask for? Before you admit someone into a country, how about giving them a ten-question test? Give them a 10-question test. Do you believe women are slaves? Do you believe Jews are pigs? Give them a little test, a ten-pointer. Instead of buying bullets, Janet Napolitano, go put out a 10-point question for new visitors of this particular faith.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I feel that the West is lost. And that is because we have no leadership anywhere. Not one Western nation is there a leader willing to face reality.
Right.
Look at Dave Alpatrick. Look how shameful this man is. That his own Boston Globe newspaper was spit upon by him by saying, you're not going to find out the welfare records of these bombers, nor their mother. Not one word about how much money the taxpayers of Massachusetts have paid to support these subhumans.
Right. Well, I know. I agree with you. It's how they're raised that has a...
A nurse works 16 hours a day. Some of them work three shifts, and they come home, and these bums are living in their apartment in Cambridge. They never worked a day in their life. How? Where'd they get the Porsche from? Where'd they get the money from?
The money came from somewhere. And
I kept asking where it came. Richard, you're a very intelligent man. And by the way, I just like the kindness in your voice.
Well,
it's something I would like to attain one day. I don't have your patience, Richard. I wish I did.
Well, thanks.
I don't have it. I wish I did. How did you attain your patience, Richard?
I attained my patience through some difficulties as I was growing up. And, you know, it's funny, you said your father was an atheist. My father was Jewish, and my mother was a Christian, and she had atheistic tendencies, and I guess I
so your patience, your patience, if I can cut to the chase from someone listening to you, you evolve patience to synchronize these two differentials in your upbringing somewhat.
Yes, and even as a child, I could never accept the supernatural under any circumstances. I couldn't accept the supernatural claims of any religion. And I remember my father once, when I was five, he was telling me the story of Santa Claus, you know. And I said, look, I said, reindeers don't have propellers. They can't.
I understand. No, look, these fables are important for children, let's say, under the age of three. Yeah. But after the age of three, I mean, it doesn't pay to teach a child about Santa Claus. Then they put a stocking on a fireplace and it's going to be filled with gifts by some, you know, cartoon creature in the morning.
Right, right.
I mean, because the child is bound to wind up in psychotherapy and an Obama Democrat voter for life if you do that. All right, let me send you a copy of my novel, A Time for War. I don't know if you'll have the patience to read it, but it's on the way out to you. The Quran says that people of other religions are to be violently punished in this world. I'll read it to you. You don't have to believe me to check it out yourself. You want the exact sutras? I can give them to you. Muslims, he whom Allah sendeth astray, for him there is no guide for them, is a penalty in the life of this world, but harder truly is the penalty of the hereafter. Okay, so that's benign. That's a benign one. How about cutting the throat and slaughtering those who are non-believers? How about those with, quote, diseased hearts, which include Christians and Jews? According to Sutra 552, are to be seized wherever found and slain with a fierce slaughter. Ask Daniel Pearl's survivors if they believe that this is a religion of peace. Seized wherever they are found and slain with a fierce slaughter, 33:60-62. Along with hypocrites, they should be slaughtered. Non-Muslims are to be encroached on, pressured, and punished by the Muslims. We shall punish them gradually from directions they perceive not, 68-44. And he made you heirs to their land and their dwellings and their property, and to a land which you have not yet trodden. And Allah has power over all things, 33:27. Allah will grant Muslims authority and power over all other people. Now, if you are an illiterate person who can't even read or write, you can understand where the sufficiency of a single book becomes all important to you, which is why when the Muslims invaded Egypt in the 3rd century, I believe, they burnt the Alexandria Library. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Days of those traffic, still troubles, Baybridge Toll Plaza, cash lanes backed up before the 880 overcross. Busier, though, once you get to San Francisco, all the city streets, all the city street areas around the Bay Bridge, around the marina, all jammed. People getting ready for the fireworks parking. It's not easy, so bring your patience. Northbound 17 at the Summit, new crash. Actually, a stalled car. Right lane is blocked there. And now we go back to the Golden Gate Bridge, getting reports of a bike that is in the middle lane near the Toll Plaza. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Call now, 800-489-6410, 800-489-6410.
Want half off premium fashion? Right now, just $20 gets you $40 to spend at Saks Fifth Avenue off Fifth. Only available at SweetJack.com.
SweetJack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
The Department of Education doesn't educate anybody. The Environmental Protection Agency? No.
Mark Levin.
It's the private sector destruction agency.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Talking about, they say 12 million illegal immigrants. It's more like 30 million, you know that. Since the government lies about everything, why should we accept it's 12 million? Where'd 12 million come from? It's all an estimate. So they've estimated that our budget's doing fine. Well, how'd that work out for you? They estimate the cost of a new tunnel will be X billion dollars, and it's three times that. So I figure add three to the number of immigrants. It's 36 million illegal immigrants. That's all. Now, if you grant them all amnesty, they'll bring their families over. What's that, 100 million people over 5 to 10 years? It's an invasion. It's not immigration. Immigration is calculated. It's slow. It's legal. It's reasonable. I'm the son of an immigrant. I'm the son of an immigrant, first-generation American. They waited online. They didn't expect to run the country the first minute they got here. They didn't spit on the American flag. They taught me to learn English. They told me never to speak the old language, etc. So now we have a whole different story, as you well know. We've talked about it. Now, individually, we know that there are wonderful people in all amongst all immigrant groups, and miserable, horrendous people above all immigrant in all immigrant groups. We know that, whether it be the criminals in any group, the gangsters in any group, and the saints in any group. We know within ourselves there's a criminal and a saint. We know that whenever every family there's a criminal and a saint, or several of the above. That's not the issue. We're not talking about inherent differences between individual people. We're talking about the effect upon a mass of immigrants upon a nation. And so I bring it back to the core of my show, borders, language, culture. You have to ask yourself, can the country survive if the politicians have broken the border, refuse to defend the border, do not defend the language, instead they teach the immigrants to speak their own language, English as a second language, and they refuse to tell the immigrants there is a culture here that you must learn to be an American. I told you I have one of my producers is of an Asian, of Asian descent, and his mother fled North Korea on her own, fled over the snowy mountains, almost starved to death. And it took her 13 years to be an American citizen. And she proudly told her son that she knew every American president going back to George Washington. She knew so much more than most of us know about this country. She had to learn these things to pass her citizenship test. Now, compare that with what Obama and Rand Paul want for this country today. You understand what I'm saying to you? If something is given to you that you stole, you steal it, and then they say, now it's yours? You don't respect that. You figure that it's a fool who gave it to you. You stole it from him. Now he says it's yours. So now you figure he's a fool and a weakling. You'll take whatever you can now. He's giving me this. I'll take that. Let's see. He gave me citizenship. What can I have next? Well, the country itself. So what I'm telling you tonight, you already know, because you're in the majority. The majority of the American people understand this intuitively, because all peoples understand what's going on intuitively. But as I've said to you before, Mallarmé, the French poet, wrote, if I can remember my French from college, Donnez plus clair la motte de la tribu. Pardon me for speaking French. It's bad French. Donnez plus clair la motte de la tribu, meaning to make more clear the words of the tribe. That's my job. I'm the poet, actually, sitting around the campfire trying to clarify your thoughts. In other words, if there's no place for a man like me, then there's no place for a man like me. But I know there's a place for a man like me, because I made a place for a man like me by making more clear the words of the tribe for all these many years on the radio. Every day is a new beginning, 94 to 2013. I'll have my, God, I hope I live that long, 2014, 94. I can't believe it, 20 years in radio in the year 2014. I hope I'll still be here, bigger than ever probably. If I'm here, it'll be bigger. If I'm not here, it won't be bigger. Doesn't matter, big or smaller. Doesn't matter how big is big, how small is small. My books will stand or they won't stand. Either my language, my message of borders, language, and culture will live or it won't live. Either you'll disappear as a nation or you'll stand up one day and say, I've had it. That's the end of it. I'm throwing my hat down. The politicians can go. You know where they're going to go. I've had enough of both of them. Both parties are garbage. And I've had enough of these liars and thieves. Maybe it will happen. Maybe there'll be a massive uprising against this lie, the big lie. And then we're talking about other things on the show today. I didn't mean only to talk about immigration. It's generally a frustrating topic because you don't know what to make of it. But we're being hammered on it on both sides now. And now we have the Republicans who are telling themselves, in order to remain relevant and in order to survive, why they must become Democrat light. Actually, they may actually become Democrat heavy. Now they're saying we must bend over backwards for the hordes of illegal immigrants and welcome them. We should come out for virtually everything the Democrats are coming out for and still call ourselves an alternative. Well, I don't see the alternative. If they're the same party with two different heads, it's called a hydra. I mean, if you just study biology, you'll understand what a hydra-headed monster is. And a hydra-headed monster, it is called a political system, said the fool. But, of course, it's not a fool speaking to you, is it? It's a man who knows exactly what's going on. In fact, the older I get, the wiser I get. And not only the wiser I get, but the more eloquent I get. And believe me, it's not simply facetiousness that is being spoken tonight on the Savage Nation, nor does it approach the sophistry of the politicians. That's number one. So things are going to change, actually, for the better in some ways, because there are midterm elections coming up. Midterm elections are coming up, and the Democrats are terrified that they're going to lose seats, as they should, by the way. Because a lot of the malarkey they've been throwing has been come back upon them, sticking to the Irish theme today. 855-472-8 is the phone number on the Savage Nation. I like the word malarkey. I've always loved it. My father would never let me get away with anything. He would say to me, if he was in a good mood, he says, stop throwing that malarkey. Would you? You know, he wouldn't let me fib. Did you do your homework? Well, I sounded like the defense expert in the Jody Arias case, where the prosecutor says, I didn't ask you that. I asked you this. And he throw the malarkey. Now that's not the question. It's yes or no. Did you do your homework? Finally, I have to answer my father. He's, well, get in your room and do your homework. Stop throwing that malarkey. So that's why I like the word malarkey. He wouldn't let me get away with very much, which is why I like talk radio, because it's a good... Boy, do I have news to summarize. My God. Well, go to my website for all the stories I didn't get to. Honest to God, michaelsavage.com has all the news, views and reviews that I can't get to every day. So I'll do them tomorrow. I have so many good things here that I want to get to. I can't get to them because I've jammed the lines out with the immigration story. Do you like what I've done tonight on history, or is it too highbrow? Shall I go lowbrow? Shall I just make sounds, guttural sounds on the radio? Shall I say how shall I use this gift called talk radio across America? I mean, am I allowed to occasionally may I use my education? Occasionally it seeps out like the oil tar sands in North Dakota. Occasionally the tar seeps out from the ground. I mean, there is an educated man underneath all of this. I may sound like a longshoreman to you, and believe me, I've met many longshoremen with no education who are brighter than most of the people around Obama, even though they went to Harvard. So that's not the point. The point is, once in a while, I have to use a few PhD words. Once in a while, I have to use my education. And I hope you didn't find it offensive tonight, because I realize that education is rather offensive to most Americans. That's another part of our culture. That's a backhanded slap. Sorry, didn't mean to insult my audience. I do realize that. No, it's true. Sometimes people get offended by it.
Savage. And here he is, Michael Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
You're listening to Hour 2 of the special July 4th presentation of The Michael Savage Show. Settle back, have a brew, and enjoy.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
It is The Savage Nation. We're going to talk about the Vietnam War and how it's still affecting society to this minute. Welcome to the program. What triggered this is not only the fact that we seem to have learned nothing from our defeat in Vietnam and our defeat in Iraq and our apparent withdrawal coming in Afghanistan and the fact that the war drums are now beating for Syria. It seems that the military-industrial complex, or should I say the military-media-industrial complex, which lives on blood and war, is trying to drive us into yet another war. Are you a Vietnam combat veteran listening to the Savage Nation? Where are you politically? Does time heal all wounds? I believe the Vietnam War is affecting our nation to this day. For example, the Vietnam War changed the course of American history in the area of foreign affairs, social history. It even gave us a president in Obama who is politically closer to Ho Chi Minh than he is to the president of South Vietnam. As a social commentator, I, Michael Savage, see the effects of Vietnam everywhere I turn, in the media, where the jerks still pretend they are anti-establishment while doing the Obama establishment's dirty work and covering it up. In society itself, where rampant drug use now permeates the entire society. In foreign policy, in war policy. In every way, I see the Vietnam War affecting this nation to this day. If you care to comment on my comments, the phone number is 855-400-7282. I would especially like to hear from Vietnam combat veterans who listen to the Savage Nation, who will call the show and tell us all where they are politically. Some of them may be liberals, for all I know. I have no idea who listens to the show. You may assume you know everything about the show and the listeners, but that would be quite presumptuous of you, wouldn't it? And what triggered this was this story. A Vietnam veteran, presumed dead, was reportedly found in a remote jungle 44 years later, according to a documentary that I stumbled upon, a movie documentary, that is. In 1968, U.S. Army Sergeant John Hartley Robinson tumbled into the jungle, his helicopter shot down over Laos, in a top-secret mission during the Vietnam War. Now, Spielberg wrote the script. The Green Beret who was shot down would have come home a hero after a daring rescue. But in reality, something else happened. A new film by Emmy-winning documentarian Michael Jorgensen tells the story of this Alabama-born soldier lost at war. It's called Unclaimed. It purports to have found Mr. Robertson in a remote jungle. He was bent with age, the memory of his wife and children's names erased by the trauma of war and the torture that the vermin in Vietnam subjected him to. He no longer speaks English. The documentary follows Vietnam veteran Tom Founcey, who is real, who, while on a humanitarian trip to Southeast Asia in 2008, started hearing tales of an army brother forgotten by his own government and left to start a new life in Vietnam. Now, at first, the filmmaker says he set out to debunk these claims and expose the man as a poser. But the evidence seemed to suggest otherwise. Jorgensen told the Daily Mail in London, "The MIA story was pretty unbelievable, pretty grandiose. Tom went to meet him and was very skeptical, grilling this guy up and down, trying to get him to break. Through a translator, the 76-year-old man tells this account, how the North Vietnamese captured him after his helicopter crash, how they trapped him in a bamboo cage and tortured him for years. I emphasize the word years in case you all think that Asia is a superior part of the world and the Asian people have a certain superior nature to ours. They tortured him for years in a bamboo cage. Eventually, his captors released him, physically and mentally broken. They say a woman, a local woman, found him lost in the jungle, nursed him back to health, and eventually married him. He, taking on his wife's late husband's identifying information, this American soldier, registered as a French-Vietnamese citizen named Dan Tan Gok. Now, another surprising element of this rediscovery is how the American family reacted, meaning the family he left behind. Instead of submitting to DNA testing, his sister says she's happy to simply assume the man is her brother Robertson, while the Vietnamese woman, who's possibly his wife, inexplicably dropped out of participating in the documentary midway. But stories of missing soldiers rarely end with much closure, they write. And here's one that came close enough. While I play the trailer to this new documentary of this Alabama-born soldier lost at war, I'd like you to call 855-400-7282 on a several questions that I raised. One, are you a Vietnam combat veteran? Where are you politically? How do you feel about your country today? Do you believe time heals all wounds? I don't. I personally think the Vietnam War is affecting our nation to this very day. If you care to comment about any of these topics, including how the Vietnam War is affecting America to this day, 855-400-7282. Let's begin with the documentary's trailer right now.
The ghost of 1968. The faces of the people I have lost have never left me.
SOG was a super secret organization in South Vietnam.
No IDs were carried, no dog tags.
We were in Laos illegally.
All SOG operations were under control of CIA, approved by the White House.
There's bodies laying all around us.
For over 40 years, you believed to be dead.
Unsettling feeling. Nobody seemed to know what happened to him.
All of our American POWs are on their way home.
Tommy's made two oaths. No one left behind. No one left unloved.
When I first landed in 1968 Vietnam, I didn't think I'd ever make it alive. I thought, how can anybody stay 1 year in this place? And I ended up staying 27 months.
They just forgot us like they forgot Johnny.
It does seem a little crazy that my dad was in Vietnam and survived 2 years there to go right back.
What is one life worth? How much do I sacrifice for the soul of one human being? Someone I don't even know. A wise man once said that time heals all wounds. One thing I know for certain, that man never went to war.
Amen. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Vietnam veteran presumed dead, reportedly found in a remote jungle 44 years later. Shot down, Green Beret, helicopter, Vietnamese put him in a cage, torture him for years, break him so he doesn't remember who he is. The sensitive Vietnamese that Jane Fonda loves so much. The sensitive Vietnamese that Oliver Stone can't get enough love for. The sensitive Vietnamese that the vermin in the media to this day still pretend to be the victims of American aggression. Yes, the sensitive Vietnamese tortured him in a bamboo cage for years. Broken, they threw him into the jungle, physically and mentally broken. According to this documentary, he was taken in by a widowed Vietnamese woman who nursed him back to health and eventually married him. And this Vietnam, this documentary apparently tries to prove that this is real. So I ask you again. I ask you again. Are you a Vietnam combat veteran? Where are you politically today watching what's going on in this country? I believe the Vietnam War, not believe, I can with certainty tell you that the Vietnam War changed this country forever. I can tell you whether it's in academia or the media. You've got people who pretending they're still anti-war protesters who are now running every institution of the United States of America. They entered the institutions to change the institutions. And boy, have they changed the institutions. Do they realize what they have done? Do they have any idea what's about to befall them? Do they have any idea that Barack Hussein Obama is politically closer to Ho Chi Minh than to George Washington? 855-400-7282. I'll begin by taking calls from the people we respect the most, who are the American combat veterans. Let's start with Lawrence in Utah. Lawrence, thanks for calling the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, it's an honor. I was a sergeant in the air cavalry in Vietnam, infantry light weapons.
Where are you today politically, Lawrence?
I'm extremely conservative. I'm active in local politics, somewhat of a libertarian, but very unhappy with the administration, to say.
Lawrence, do you see the world as I see it in this sense? Do you believe that Obama is the actual enemy that we were fighting in Vietnam? The policies of Obama seem to be closer to that of Ho Chi Minh than to that of our nation.
Absolutely. You know, our academia and a lot of our politicians are people who came out of the Vietnam War. A lot of these people, they stayed in school forever so that they could avoid service, and they worked their way up through the system, and now they're running the colleges and a lot of our politics.
Right, and they think that they're still getting even with society when they're wrecking society. All right, Lawrence, I'm sending you a copy of my thriller, A Time for War. Is there anyone else who actually fought in Vietnam? Oklahoma, you see, we're not getting too many calls from the Upper East Side of New York today. There aren't too many calls coming from Boca Raton. Not too many calls from combat veterans calling from various and sundry liberal quarters of America. No, they're coming from the heartland of America, places that you sneer at, those of you who understand what I'm talking about. Let's go to Oklahoma, KFAQ. Craig, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I'm still pissed off. I remember I came back I left the day before the Tet Offensive, and we flew back and unloaded out in California, and me and two other guys, we kept count on how many noses we could break from the people that were spitting on us. I've gotten over that. That has made me mad all the rest of my life.
Well, you were treated like dirt when you risked your life for the country. I understand.
Yes.
That's a hell that no one can forget. But Craig, politically, may I assume that you're also a conservative, or did you become one of the Vietnam veterans against the war?
No, I did not. I'm a conservative. I'm a Republican, registered Republican, and it's just terrible. I'm not young anymore. I'm 67.
No, you're a baby. What are you talking about? You're not young. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You're just a kid yet, Craig. What do you mean you're not? You're not a baby. You're just a kid to me.
Every day. I'm a contractor, and I'm still out doing my thing. But it's only because I like it. I'm not going to...
No, but politically, Craig, you know the world that you see through your eyes is a world that's no longer even represented anywhere in this country. How do you see the country as you drive around, and I assume your truck, to go to your sites? What do you see in this country? Does it tell you that America has thrived, or is it on its demise? What do you see?
Well, Michael, I've had this funny thing that I call, I don't know if I can say this or not, but I'll just say it. I believe that we can solve the majority of the problems by enacting an ass tax. And an ass tax is if your ass is wider than your shoulders, then you should pay twice as much tax.
Oh, that's going to get me in a lot of trouble, Craig. So you think that everything breaks down to weight. You're just pulling my leg, I understand. Well, look, Craig, I really want to stay on a political level, although your sense of humor is very dry. It's as dry as some of the oil wells in Oklahoma are these days. I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War. Again, priority goes to returned Vietnam combat veterans, who I'm asking where you are politically, but I want to open it up to a broader audience, which is now let's look at what the effects the Vietnam War had on American history, domestic politics, cultural and social history. I believe everything that we are experiencing today, even the low point of that degenerate White House correspondence dinner, which was a low point in American history, by the way, you have no idea historically what that represented to have a president pretending to be a nightclub comedian in front of a sycophantic press. It is something that I had not seen since I stopped watching documentaries about dictatorships in the 1930s, where the audience of so-called press persons laughed at every innuendo of the dictator, be he Mussolini, Stalin, or Hitler. You may not think that is what happened, but my friends, I assure you, as a student of history, what you saw happen in Washington was a new low in American political media history. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Hello,
I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Conklin Brothers Floor Coverings. When I hear an offer like 70% off carpet, I can't wait to hear the terms and conditions.
Offers only valid on base material price on select in-stock styles.
So the discount is only on a limited selection of base material. Is there more?
Offer excludes installation, padding, all other materials, and miscellaneous charges.
And you still have to pay full price for padding, installation, and who knows what else. At Conklin Brothers, our bottom line value prices include everything. So when you want new carpet, come to Conklin Brothers in San Jose, Fremont, or San Mateo, and online at ConklinBrothers.com.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
Oh, and one more thing. Now you can shop Conklin Brothers at home. Introducing our new mobile showroom, complete with all the samples you would ever want to see, and a Conklin Brothers flooring expert. To schedule the mobile showroom, go to ConklinBrothers.com.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $180,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Cache Creek Casino Resort salutes you with the Red, White, and You Jeep Celebration. June 1st through July 7th. Come on in for your free daily swipe. Win cash, dining, and entries into our Star Spangled Weekend Drawings. Every weekend in June, we're giving away a guaranteed $15,000 in cash drawings. Every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., three lucky winners at each drawing will walk away with a wallet full of great American dollars, $2,500 in Benjamins each. And we're celebrating independence in a huge way. From July 3rd through the 7th at 7 p.m., two lucky people will win $2,500 cash. And one will win a true American vehicle, the Jeep Patriot. On the road or off, you're free to roam. The Red, White, and You Jeep Celebration through July 7th, only at Cache Creek. Play the best, close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for details.
Weekdays at noon.
Went out there, gets the job, and he's done nothing but blame everybody and anybody for his failure.
Sean Hannity on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
My friend is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
One of the greatest of all of America's musicians, probably the greatest, is Bob Dylan. He's still amazing. Amazing to me, 70 years old, I saw... Just play it for a minute, please. I got to get my head back into this. Come on, louder.
It is washed to the sea.
You got to listen. All right, it's not for radio. That's for, it's not made
just
for radio.
How many
but I'm playing music from the period of the Vietnam War era, the hippie era, if you want to put it that way. I'll tell you why. Because I see the effects of the Vietnam War on American society everywhere I look. I know we've had Iraq, of course. The veterans there certainly have a great tale to tell. But what we are experiencing socially, you have to understand, you have to trace, if you want to use a film word, the arc of today, all the way back to the Vietnam era. Obama would not be president if we had not had a Vietnam War. Obama is the final end, I hope, of the arc of the anti-war movement. But if he is not the end of the arc of the Vietnam era anti-war movement, then this country will become a socialist-slash-communist nation, and it will never go back to being a decent, freedom-loving nation again. And we are so close to losing it, in my estimation, and I wasn't born yesterday. I have lived through many presidents. I have never seen a nation slide away from freedom into tyranny so rapidly as I am seeing it on a daily basis. And the low point was when the once great American press, and yes, it was once great, has slid to the point of becoming nothing but a cheerleading squad for the most despotic administration in American history. I stand by those words. If you care to comment, 855-407-282. It's the Savage Nation.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-730-SITE. That's 1-855-730-SITE. 1-855-730-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. BART union negotiators got back to the bargaining table as the fourth day of the BART strike continues. Union leaders speaking on a lunch break were not optimistic about BART's good faith bargaining. That said, they went back to the table. There was a dinner break, and, well, negotiations continue into the evening trying to resolve the BART strike. San Francisco firefighters battled a two-alarm blaze near city's Japantown neighborhood this afternoon. The fire was at the 2000 block of Pine Street. San Jose fire was busy as well today. Your weather forecast finally going to cool down. Fog on the coast, upper 50s to upper 60s. Sunny tomorrow, 60s at the coast, mid-80s inland. And that's pretty much going to be the way it is the next few days. Our heat wave finally coming to an end. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Free Friday night bands on the beach at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. See a different band every Friday night for free. This Friday, it's the Tubes. Full lineup at beachboardwalk.com.
This 4th of July, it's going to be red, white, and win. Give your summer a $4,000 kickstart. Go to KSFO.com now for details on how to win a $4,000 gift card from Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
In a world of unlicensed refrigeration contractors and backyard mechanics, there's only one company that stands above the rest. All Temp Refrigeration. From restaurants and catering companies to cafeterias and liquor stores. For commercial refrigeration, repairs, and maintenance service, people who know use All Temp Refrigeration. Call 1-800-COOL-AID or on the web at 1-800-COOL-AID.com. Rated E for everyone, serving the entire Bay Area.
Where did everybody go?
They saw my truck and ran for it.
Who are you?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector, and you're toast.
Why's that?
Because we're the leading orange oil specialist in California. A quick and easy way to eradicate termites for those who don't want a tent.
These guys are cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, it's much less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
What does eradicate mean?
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, oh, no, when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
If you're angry at, quote, the rich, that's not freedom.
Sean Hannity.
And with every penny they transfer in wealth, so goes the freedom of every American.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is an encore presentation of The Savage Nation.
Get the picture. I've done a lot of shows over 18 years on the Savage Nation. I tried to add up the number the other day, 12,000. I've had a long-running show. I mean, if it was a Broadway show, it'd be one of the greatest hits of all time. Think about it. Think about what I'm saying to you. Many of you have listened to me for months, sometimes days, but some of you have listened to me for 18 years, off and on. I've moved around on some stations. I've changed my time slot. I've been up and down. You've been up and down with me. You know a lot about me and my family. It's like we're family in strange ways. We've bonded together. And I got to tell you something. Every once in a while, a show comes along. And I had a really bad day today. Some really bad things happened in my life. I wouldn't put it on the scale of one, on a scale of 10 as a 10. Bad stuff happened. Unmanageable small things that could drive me insane. Emotional problems that are harder to manage sometimes than other things. Let's put it to you that way. But I have a show tonight that has made everything worth living for. Because when I touch a raw nerve with my audience and I get callers like I have sitting on the board, I could tell you, I could reach out to my call screen. There are nights I don't want to take too many calls because, you know, it's about the sequester, Cruz. This, Obama, Shmadama, McGain, Republican, the Democrat. I can't do it. Boring. I can't take it anymore. But tonight, I could spend 15 hours on the radio. I'd like to take every call I have on that board. If I told you, if I could read you just what's up here. And I got to tell you another inside story. My call screener is a young man who grew up in a military family. He's thrilled tonight. He's thanking every veteran who's calling this show. He's thanking them for their service to the country. It's a population in America that you've written off. The old white guy? Well, don't write him off so fast. You haven't seen the last of them. Let me tell you that right now. You haven't seen the last of these men who have been spit upon by this illegitimate administration. I'll say it again. This illegitimate administration. This power-mad illegitimate administration, which is closer to Ho Chi Minh than to George Washington. But it takes someone with a knowledge of history to understand the danger we are in. You're not going to get this from ABC, CBS, or NBC. I turned on Fox News, and there was one of the dumbest men in the history of American media who was literally fawning over Obama's performance. It's as though Rupert Murdoch took his puppets out for dinner, and he told them, you better start conforming to this administration's demands as fast as possible. The tides are shifting. You better start saluting Obama. And that's what I saw happening on Fox News, not only today, but I've seen it happening for a long period of time, as you well know. It's not that I'm persona non grata on Fox. That's an old story. I have no sour grapes towards Fox. I am just telling you, as a social commentator, something has shifted inside the Fox News channel. And they were the last vestige that we had in television, weren't they? So now we have no television outlet. So what do we have? We have the internet. We have talk radio. This is the last vestige that I see of sort of a contact with the people of America. I don't know how else to put it. You know that you're castigated everywhere else in this country. You know that nobody wants to hear from you. You know that the media has counted you as dead already. They buried you. They've dug your graves. All the old white men. All they did was run around their lawns with a jar of Roundup in their old shorts and their knock knees and laughing at you. All of the smart guys. All of the smart young punks out there who don't have the guts to get married and raise the children. laughing at the old white guys. Well, let me tell you something. You haven't seen the last of the old white guys. I can guarantee you. No, sir, not by a long shot. And you're going to hear from some of them tonight on the Savage Nation. So don't change the dial. Go and laugh if you want. Smoke a joint if you want. Drink your wine if you want. But you're going to hear from them tonight, maybe another night. And the topic is, I am setting forth a supposition. I believe the Vietnam War is affecting our nation to this day. Not only I believe, any educated person can understand what I'm saying. Down from politics, cultural, social history, you name it. It even gave us a Barack Obama as president. He is a direct result of the anti-war movement. And here's the twist. Here he is, president, still acting like an oppressed man of color. He went before that crowd of sycophantic losers called the American, the press, whatever, the White House press corps, and he said, well, I wish the Republicans would reach out to one minority in particular, me. Hello? He's still acting like the oppressed minority. At what point do you say enough is enough from this clown? At what point does America say enough with this clown's act? This power mad clown. Enough already. We just had the worst terrorist incident on American soil since the Fort Hood massacre, since 9/11, and this clown got up and told jokes. Janet Napolitano has not been fired. Robert Mueller has not been fired. Every agency failed you. And they were laughing the other night. How many other Sarnoff brothers are running around this country? How many other Sarnoffs are running around this country? The Sarnoff brothers. No, not the brothers Karamazov, but the brothers Sarnoff. By the way, before I take another call, and this is a little side note which I'm famous for, I played with the name Sarnoff, and I realized that there's a name, an anglicized version of that name, and that anglicized version is Sarnoff. And those of you who know anything about media history know the name Sarnoff. At least you think you do. Sarnoff founded RCA, which founded NBC. Now, I'm not suggesting that he's related to this family, but I'm suggesting that it's very interesting, at least to me, what the origins of the Sarnoff family really may be. It's something I may research a little further. Because to me, when you say that they're Muslims and they're from Chechnya, that's only one aspect of it. But there may be more to it than meets the eye. So again, if you're a listener to the show tonight and you're listening to my ranting, if you want to put it that way, and I don't care what you call it, it doesn't bother me anymore. I'm asking you, if you're a Vietnam combat veteran, where are you politically? Because allegedly, according to the media, why most soldiers came home drug addicts, they became homeless. Let's see, they all joined the Vietnam Veterans Against the War. Most of that was a lie, by the way. That was a very tiny minority of soldiers who came back as drug addicts, who came back and wound up in the streets. And a very, very small minority of minority became members of the Vietnam Veterans Against the War. Only one of them that I know of prominently is John Kerry. He is now Secretary of Hate in the United States of America. So when I say to you the Vietnam War is affecting this country to this day, you don't even have to doubt me. Just take a look at John Kerry. There he was, a Vietnam veteran against the war, and now he's representing our state foreign policy. So let's go to the callers. I've set the stage. You are now the performers. The phone number on the Savage Nation is 855-400-SAVAGE, but was sold out. As I suggested, we might be. I sensed it. I took this topic out of thin air. About 15 minutes before the show started, I changed gears because I just couldn't go through with the regular stuff again. I don't have the guts for it anymore. I didn't have the guts to read that the Sarnoff family received $100,000 in benefits. I didn't have the heart to read the fact that the immigration bill written by the gangsters of eight gives amnesty residents immediate access to full welfare, which they didn't tell us. I didn't have the guts to read to you that many in the Muslim world want Sharia as the law of the land, including the lands in which they live as new residents. I didn't tell you any of the other stories that I gathered from today's hard work. I didn't have the guts to read any more about the demise of our nation and the demise of our press. So I said, let me go back to this seminal historic moment that gave us Obama. KSFO, San Francisco. Sam, thanks for being a listener. What's on your mind?
Well, I just called because you said combat Vietnam vet, and I'm one.
Yes, and what are you calling to say?
I think I'm disgusted with what's going on. I'm disgusted with the president has no moral fiber. Benghazi was a point that I just shake my head. I can't understand how you let guys hang and die. Supposedly a leader of our military. My wife and I were just talking today. We just don't understand where things are going.
Do you know that everybody knows that he let them hang and die, including not only the Marines who were defending the ambassador at the embassy in Benghazi, but he let the Marines die when they were calling in for help. I mean, there's a report out from Special Forces. They were ready to come in and help. Hillary Clinton said no. Obama said no. The whole chain of command said let them die where they are. Now, what kind of leadership is this? If we lived in a participatory democracy, the government would have fallen over this Benghazi situation. But because we have a one-party system, this did not happen, Sam. Before you go, Sam, are you a Democrat or a Republican or a conservative or a liberal? What are you today?
I'm a disgusted Republican. I'm very conservative, but I don't like the way the Republican Party's going. So,
I like what you said, a disgusted Republican. I never heard that. That's a DR. That's a DR on the ballot box. I know of a D and an R. I never heard of a DR.
Yeah.
That's a good one. He's a DR, a disgusted Republican. Sam, on KSMO, stay in the line. I'm sending you A Time for War, my new thriller. I'm giving one to every vet who gets on the show today, you know. Now let's go across the country. Let's go to WABC in New York, where apparently there are some listeners who actually listen to me, who did serve in Vietnam. Everett on line 5, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Savage, it's a pleasure to get a hold of you. You really hit a nerve with me. I'm a West Point graduate. I was in Vietnam with the 3rd Brigade, 82nd Airborne in 69. I'm a retired Army colonel. But today I am extremely conservative and an activist in politics my hometown area in the state of New Jersey. One of the things I pointed out to your screener, I have advanced prostate cancer. I, along with a number of my West Point classmates, have been stricken with probably Agent Orange results. And it
absolutely a fact, by the way. This is not a fiction. This is not a fiction, by the way, of lawyers just looking to make a buck. There's no question there's a relationship between the dissemination of Agent Orange and cancer is fairly well established. It's very well established in the literature. But what is going to happen as a result? The military won't accept it. The Army rejects that notion, don't they?
Well, I am getting compensation from VA, but I'll tell you, VA is such a mess. You know, you were talking about all the things you were hearing today. Well, one of them I heard, they're freezing. The president wants to freeze military pay. He wants to cut benefits for TRICARE and increase the cost of TRICARE. Yeah, he's definitely, he could care less about the military.
He hates the military. Remember his background. He's an anti-American, anti-war, anti-police, anti-family, anti-church human being. I explained that the facts are there. He boasted about these mentors of his. So why are we shocked by the fact that he hates the military while pretending to be in love with the military? Why are we shocked by this double talker?
And while Benghazi was going on, he went to bed. You know, come on, give me a break. I'm just getting so very, very tired.
Well, with your condition, don't let it get, you know, emotions have a lot to do with health. I have a friend who has a very severe advanced cancer, so you got to watch your emotions right now. Everett, stay on the line. We're sending you A Time for War, my new novel. The phone number is 855-407-2822. I really would like to take calls now for the next 5 hours. It's unbelievable to me the kind of callers I'm getting. And I think the general audience is fascinated by this. My instincts tell me you are. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
For people with Identity Guard identity theft protection, life is good. Really good. That's because they bank and shop on their computers and mobile devices, knowing that Identity Guard is there to help protect them and their kids. It's not that they're being reckless. It's just that they don't have to worry as much about their personal information because Identity Guard's powerful protection is working for them 24 hours a day. Protection so powerful, Identity Guard was recently rated best in prevention. And you can get Identity Guard for less than a dollar a day. Sign up at identityguard.com/dollar. And if you sign up now, Identity Guard will add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Worry less and enjoy life more with top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar. Identity Guard. Life is good.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, and I'm here to talk to you about my hair's lifesaver, Ovation Cell Therapy. It is summertime, and it is hot, hot, hot out there. Maybe you're going swimming in a pool or jumping off a boat into the bay. Either way, those are both bad for your hair. The chlorine or the salt, either way, you're going to dry it out. It's going to be broken, dry, brittled, and damaged, and you need to restore it. And Ovation Cell Therapy is exactly the way to do it. They have a three-step process that can take your hair from broken, dry, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first couple of washes. And I have watched a drastic change with my hair over the last year, and you can too. It's easy to get as well. All you have to do is go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, and you will get a special introductory offer. How easy is that? For better hair, you even get a discount. It's ovationhair.com and select KSFO at checkout. You'll get a special introductory offer. That's ovationhair.com.
KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe, a Bay Area wide full service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand new copper pipes all in one day. That's one day, my friends. Brian Sussman here to tell you that many homes, especially older homes, were built with galvanized pipes which rust and deteriorate over time. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded or frozen in the shower from someone turning on a sprinkler, the washing machine, the dishwasher, or flushing the toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs. Their rates are extremely competitive. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential tankless water heater. That's a $1,600 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. 866-201-8682, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment. Also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Now, Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems with free service calls between treatments if needed and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really a tenant.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam. Way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn.
whole show for you today. Little one-man band with terrific production people, pulling music from the hippie Vietnam era and trying to get you to think about the Vietnam War and its effects upon our nation to this day, and trying to get you to comprehend that Obama would not be president had it not been for the Vietnam War and the very powerful anti-war movement of that time and how it has affected society to this day, where billionaires, trillionaires, zillionaires, quadruplionaires, whatever, including heirs who never worked a day in their life, are still pretending that they're downtrodden anti-establishmentarians. It's sickening. It's sickening to watch them cavort like they're wild, crazy radicals when they are, in fact, the man. They are, in fact, the man. They are, in fact, the establishment. And there we are today. How the Vietnam War has changed the course of American history in the area of foreign affairs, domestic politics, cultural, social history, even giving us the president called Obama, who was closer to Ho Chi Minh than to George Washington in his policies. Oh, he may be a charming man. He may have a lovely wife and children. But nevertheless, his policies are very close to that of Ho Chi Minh. Let's go to the callers right now, 1-855-407-2282, the phone number to the Savage Nation. Where is the... Ho Chi Minh. Bruce, WABC, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Michael, as they taught us to say in the military, rather than how are you.
Okay, sir.
Greeting. I went through basic training in the summer of 1970 at Fort Dix here, right next to McGuire Air Force Base, and there was a C-130 that took off about every 10 minutes, flew over our head. They were heading towards Vietnam. I always wanted us to win. Our drill sergeants, many of them had come back from Vietnam. Truthfully, I was in the National Guard, but I was going through, one platoon was National Guard, three platoons were regular Army. So we were always in the calculations that the Russians had to make as to whether they wanted to start World War III or not. But I always wanted us to win, but now that I look back on it, I wonder, McNamara and the Johnson administration, they figured they were containing communism.
Right. They had the domino theory.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, was an interesting theory. But today, Vietnam's economy is more robust than ours. Isn't that quite ironic?
Can I expand a little on what the first...
No, but think about what I just said. That's interesting economically. They were trying to contain communism, when in fact we are more closer to socialism today than they are in many ways, and their economy is booming while ours is faltering. How did that happen, Bruce?
We're moving towards communism, and they're moving away from communism. They're following the Chinese, who are following the Russians, or the Russians and the Chinese together. They can make more money by being capitalistic, although they keep a communist...
Well, how come Obama doesn't know that? How come Obama hasn't dropped his 1960s attitudes?
Because he's a communist. He, just like you say, he's taking from the rich and giving to the poor. So he's...
Well, no, he is not. No. The rich, like General Electric, Google, and Microsoft, pay no taxes. Those are the real rich. No, he's not. He's taking from the middle class and giving to the very rich who pay no taxes. I'm going to send you a copy of Trickle Down Tyranny, where I explain it all. I spent 2 years writing that book. The phone number is 855-400-7282. And the question is, who's going to round up whom? That's what it's going to come down to in this country. You've got a despotic administration, in my estimation, and I am not given to making statements like that, realizing what risk I put myself in, not only commercially, but also politically and also personally with this administration. I am telling you that this administration is planning something very evil. There's no reason for Janet Napolitano to have ordered, nor to have been permitted to order, 2 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition, unless she is planning something. And if she is planning something, it should be stopped immediately. If we truly had a two-party system, there would be an immediate investigation of her purchase of this ammunition. We'd find out who issued the orders. Emails would be seized immediately to see what they're planning. Why are they buying those tanks? Why are they buying tanks that are made only for use on American streets? These are very serious and very important questions. Oh, we're focused on Syria, aren't we? we're focused on the Boston bombing, aren't we? But we ought to be really hard focused on this pack of anti-American communists who have taken over this country and taken over the media, mind you. Are you a Vietnam combat veteran? And I asked you where you are politically. And then I asked you, I said to you, I believe the Vietnam War is affecting our nation to this day. I also alleged that Obama would not be president had it not been for the anti-war movement of the Vietnam War.
Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
Hello, all you winners. You made it to hour number three of the special July 4th edition of The Savage Nation. I hope you haven't had too many beers because what you're about to hear may actually awaken you from your slumber. So settle back, enjoy another hot dog, get your anti-cholesterol medication, and listen to The Savage Nation. I said to you, I believe the Vietnam War is affecting our nation to this day. I also alleged that Obama would not be president had it not been for the anti-war movement of the Vietnam War. Now, of course, there was the Iraq War, and a large part of his popularity was related to the anti-war fever in America, related to the Iraq War. I understand that. It started with the anti-war movement of the Vietnam War, which has given us the left-wing press that we have today, the press that is wholly owned, a wholly owned subsidiary of Broken Axelrod. I'm Michael Savage. I'm the author of Trickle-Down Tyranny, which I highly recommend. I recommend it not just because it's a book. It's not going to change my lifestyle. If you bought a million more copies, it wouldn't matter to me. What will matter is that you get the facts in front of you and you see the references in front of you. So you might be able to, and I say might be able to convince others as to the danger we are in. Maybe we can still turn this around. I'm not sure. Redding, California, Keith, welcome to the program. Thanks for listening on KQMS. What's on your mind?
Smart brother, Mr. Savage.
Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate it.
For your efforts here on recognizing the guys that did their job. God bless you.
Well, where are you today politically, though, Keith? Now, I say that in a loaded manner.
Love America.
Because I don't know whether you're a conservative or a liberal. I have no idea.
I'm a citizen lobbyist. I do the best I can. I call these guys. I write letters. I can't even fish anymore. I'm so upset about what's going on. I can't compartmentalize this stuff.
I can't either. It has spilled. It spilled over where.
That's right.
Listen, Keith. It's gotten so bad in my life that I've turned into a hermit. I can't be around people because I can't stand people who are so ignorant of what's going on around them.
Well,
and I want to shake. I want to shake them and start yelling at them. But I say to myself, Michael, you have a radio show. You have a radio show to do it. Just stay with your dog and keep it to yourself till you're on the air. Because I see a nation of zombies walking around.
Well, that's exactly what we've got, Mike. They're zombies. They got their head up their you-know-what, and they don't seem to care. And you know what?
Now, Keith, when you were in Vietnam, you were a helicopter pilot, which has to be one of the riskiest of all of the assignments at that time. Do you think it's possible that a man who was shot down could have survived 44 years in this manner as proposed here in this documentary?
I think so. They've got a way of, over time, I think you could just, you got to go with it. I mean, you're not going to get out. You're going to have to make some changes. If you want to survive, then I think the guy had the basic instincts. If he was special forces, I love those guys. I worked with them a lot. They're the best guys in the world to work with in combat. I used to fly them a lot.
Well, they say he was broken physically and mentally from the years that they tortured him in a bamboo cage.
Well,
and then he took on his wife.
And that's what they're doing to us right now. They're torturing us every day with chaos. We can't focus on what's going on. There's so much of it. We got all the guys that were spitting on us and burning flags and running over to Canada are now running the country. And the guys that didn't go to Vietnam or in college and got all their deferments, they're now in Congress. And they don't
all right.
have
a- Well, that's why my allegation is that the Vietnam War is affecting our nation to this day holds true for you. Keith, stay in line. We'll send you a copy of A Time for War. Next caller, WMAL in Washington, D.C. Let's pray that some of the wonderful leaders of America are listening to this program tonight in the midst of sneering at us and snickering at these calls. Maybe they'll listen carefully to what you're about to say. Harold on WMAL, go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, it's an honor.
Thank you, sir.
I'm 73 years old. I'm a Vietnamese veteran. I was a platoon commander in the Marine Corps at Chu Lai, Vietnam.
I could not agree with you more. I think we need to step back even further than today. I think the whole business of today's political scene started with the Vietnamese War. And I think it started with Johnson and McNamara. Johnson was making huge strides socially, and I won't go into it. I think people know. And
you mean when he created the so-called Great Society, the welfare state?
You got it.
Yep.
He wanted to keep the focus on that and the focus off of the war, and to accommodate him, McNamara decided on this policy of gradual escalation, which was a huge failure. If you had taken and put MacArthur in there, he would have gone straight for Incheon. That would have been it, just like he did in Korea. But what do we have? We had this gradual escalation, which was a grand failure, and that has trickled down to today. And it just irritates me. We didn't have to lose Vietnam. I don't think...
Without reliving the entire war, I think the audience listening, which includes many young people who don't know the full history, they think that America lost the war. What they don't know is that the so-called Tet Offensive was actually a failure on the part of the North Vietnamese. The Americans beat them back, and it was Walter Cronkite himself who presented the false notion that the Tet Offensive was a success by the communists. And as a result of Walter Cronkite and his descendants in the media today, we have Barack Obama doing to America what Ho Chi Minh himself wouldn't have dared to do.
Absolutely, sir. You're absolutely correct. There are so many young people that they haven't even heard of the Vietnam War, much less know what it was about.
Right. And Harold, I'm taking a risk in radio because they say, it's just old white guys talking. Well, you know what? God bless the old white guys. God bless the old white guys who listen to this show. God bless the old white guys who built this country. God bless the old white guys who bled for this country. And God bless the old white guys who are armed to the teeth and are not willing to roll over for this pack of radical communists.
I'll tell you what. I had an infantry platoon, and I saw people get shot, and I saw blood. And it's crap if they don't understand, because it was real.
All right, Harold, I don't mean to open up old wounds, but I tell you, I can't talk to people anymore. I see zombies walking around. I see old men bending over with jars of Roundup, and I don't know what to say to them. Harold, I'm sending you a copy of my novel, A Time for War. I hope you get a chance to read it. What I'm stunned at is watching the anti-war media hounds suddenly beating the war drums. All those who opposed Iraq, opposed Afghanistan, opposed Vietnam, even some of them go back that far, by the way, are suddenly in favor of intervening in Syria. It's shocking to me. It's really stunning. Let's take some of the callers. Virginia, Eric, you're next up. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, Eric Bird here. I served 3 years in Marine Corps, Quang Tri, 1st Battalion, 3rd Marines, radio operator, 3 Purple Hearts. Now, the bad thing, here I am 64 years old, and I honestly believe that I'm going to have to end up fighting United Nations soldiers inside the United States. That's the bad thing. I believe
now, Eric, why do you assume it's going to be U.N. soldiers as opposed to the U.S. military itself, which has now been totally turned by the U.S. by Obama? The U.S. military has been turned into an appendage of the Obama administration. There is no separation of his policies and that of the U.S. military, who now thinks that the American patriot is a bigger enemy than Islamic radicals. I'll let you ponder that one. I know most people don't understand that. It's shocking. You know, I realize this show's a little different than most that I've been doing. I've been kind of, you know, as far out as I've gotten, I've been within a certain realm. But after the charade of the press corps, I saw a turning point both in the country and in myself. Something happened when I watched Obama being a clown, being a nightclub performer, and how he manipulated the press, how they ate out of his hands. And I said to myself, this is very bad. It's the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530. 800-467-7530.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530. 800-467-7530.
Coming this summer, a wave of heat will descend on the entire...
I have- have an old saying that I made up, which is that the fourth estate has become the fifth column. It takes a little history to know what that means, and I can explain it to you, and I'll do it another time. What do they mean by the fourth estate? It was supposed to be the watchdog for the people. Do you believe that audience of at the Laugh-a-thon with Obama telling bad, stale jokes one after the other was a representative of the fourth estate? No, they were the equivalent of Leni Riefenstahl in Nazi Germany, who was a propagandist, a great filmmaker, by the way. A Nazi propagandist, nevertheless, for Adolf Hitler. Now, I'm not saying they're Nazi propagandists. I'm telling you that they're a wholly owned subsidiary of the Obama administration. Every last one of them who had even a vestige of independence has been turned completely and absolutely and totally into nothing but a lapdog for the administration. So they're not the watchdog. So that's the fourth estate. We lose the fourth estate, anything is possible. The government could fire on the people. The government could release tanks onto the streets and say that they need to round up anybody with an automatic weapon when they're not automatic weapons. This government is capable of it. This government could get away with it because there is no fourth estate. They have become the fifth column. What is the fifth column? The fifth column is a reference to a Spanish general who, during the Spanish Civil War, talked about a group of turncoats in the fifth column who had gone over to the enemy side. That's what he means by the fifth column. So when I say to you, when the fourth estate, our fourth estate has become the fifth column, I'm trying to explain to you that this incredible army of men and women with so much power is now just an appendage of the Obama administration, which is a very dangerous situation for the United States. That is how they get away with the greatest intelligence lapse in modern American history without one person being fired, not one person being called on the carpet. That's how they get away with it, because there's no press. In my day, the headlines would have spun. Hot headlines. Hot headlines would have run across America. Hot headlines are the kind you don't see anymore, except perhaps on the Internet, on the Drudge Report, and in a few other places. There are no longer any hot headlines of that kind that dare to challenge this administration. And that's why I tell you it's very important to keep your eye on the ball. I tried to warn you what was coming in my novel, and it's not a big infomercial. Take it any way you want. My novel, A Time for War, is about the real 5,000-pound gorilla that's in the background. And it's not the radical Islamists, my good friends. It's those who own our currency today. Yes, my friends, they're headquartered in Beijing and on Wall Street. And you can call me at 855-400-7282 and join the conversation. Here in San Francisco, two men were tied up and attacked with hatchets. You heard me. A home invasion by men wielding hatchets. Tied up. They won't identify the attackers, of course, because they don't look like Timothy McVeigh. Most likely they were nuns who did the attacking, or Orthodox rabbis in black outfits. You could be sure of that. Or else they would have showed them, as you well know. But the cards, those people with a sense of humor, said, oh, there was a hatchet attack in the Noe Valley. And they wrote things such as, if it was not for the NHA, the National Hatchets Association, and their ilk, this wouldn't have happened. Another one wrote, ban those assault hatchets right now. You know, now we have to arm everyone with a hatchet. Another one wrote, sounds like a hatchet job to me. Another one wrote, was it a legal hatchet or an assault hatchet? Well, let's hope that Senator Feinstein doesn't ban hatchets, because then all those Boy Scouts who have little hatchets in the woods will have to bury them in the woods, along with their daddy's assault rifles. You may say this is not a joking offense. Well, it's not a joking offense, but I'll tell you what the joke is. The joke is the newspaper that won't identify the perps, and the joke is the idiot politicians who are obviously out of their minds, who don't understand that if these two men had had guns, the three men with hatchets would be dead, and they wouldn't have been tied up and axed. But look, don't call me on that one. I mean, there's nothing here nor there. Some interesting things happened to me. I was washing my car when a friend of mine came by to talk about various things. We started talking about families and vacations and reunions. So my friend Dan told me a story about his family reunions always went like this. You see, Dan is half Korean, half Irish. Half Korean, half Irish. He said, going to these reunion dinners were always uncomfortable. My mother is Korean, and my dad's side of the family are all Irish Catholics. He said, every time we go to visit the family, they would always speak extra loud and slow to my mother. I started to laugh. asking things like, we are having roast beef and potatoes tonight. Is there anything we can make for you? And what do your people eat this time of year? Well, I started to laugh hysterically. He has such a good sense of humor, this friend of mine. So Dan said, looking back, these comments were very uncomfortable, but it happened every year like clockwork. Every year like clockwork, because he had a Korean mother and an Irish father. When the Korean mother would come to the dinners that the family had, who were mainly Irish, they would talk extra loud and slow and ask those inane, pandering questions. What do your people eat this time of year? That kind of thing. And it made me think of times in my own family where someone was set aside or almost looked down on for being a different race or even religion, even though they were all part of the same family. And then it made me think about this. This can't be that different from what goes on all over the country. Callers, give me a call and tell us your story. What have you gone through being a part of a mixed race or mixed religious family? Let's say you're all Christian and one of the family members is Jewish. How do they talk to the Jewish member of the family around the dinner table at holidays? Or let's reverse it. Your family is all Jewish except for one Christian. How do they talk to the Christian at dinner? Or let's, you know, just keep mixing and matching. Has this experience brought you closer together? Have you learned anything from your experiences? I mean, I think it's hysterical, by the way, this pandering to the outsider. You want to comment on that for a little fun tonight? 855-400-7282, toll free from anywhere in America. WFDM in Indiana. Chuck, you're next up in the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. You know, I'm a working stiff, and it's kind of hard to go on vacation. And when I see Obama here and Mrs. Obama there, spending millions and millions of our taxpayers' dollars, that upsets me a little bit.
Well, it shouldn't upset you. It's nice to be king, and Democrats are judged by a different standard. They talk about tightening the belt. He runs off to golf in Florida. She's running off to ski in Aspen with the girls. Two Air Force planes, two contingencies of Secret Service. But that's just the beginning. They're lovely young ladies, the children of the Obamas, aren't they? Well, soon they'll be out on their own. And won't they need their own space? Isn't that the liberal way, to give children their own space? And what if they want to go, let us say, to Switzerland on a ski vacation? Should we deny them that? That would mean we need Air Force 3 for the daughters and another contingency of security and cars and tanks and backup teams. But they deserve it. The reason they deserve it is because they're different than you and I. And as you well know, he's judged by a different standard by the stenographers and the media.
Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Talk 560 KSFO. Some encouraging news for the Bay Bridge. A top project engineer who says tests on hundreds of bolts made out of an identical grade steel as the anchor rod that snapped in March show no signs of failure. Hasbro plans to develop mobile versions of classic board games like Monopoly. The toy maker has extended a deal with Electronic Arts to create versions of Monopoly, Scrabble, and Yahtzee. A dangerous felon who was wanted for federal drug and gun crimes has been arrested in Vallejo. A team of Fairfield police that included drug and special operations officers was able to track down 31-year-old Broderick Arareo at a home in Rainbow Corp. Remember, maximum enforcement out there by CHP and local PD. Don't drink and drive for your 4th of July. Your weather forecast, it's going to be nice. Cooling off. Finally, the heat wave ends. Temperatures tomorrow in the mid to upper 80s inland. I'm Dave Fowkes, Talk 560 KSFO.
He's met with scores of actors and singers.
Everybody sings Neil Diamond songs no matter how many drinks they've had.
How many coal miners has Obama met with?
Mark Levin.
How many construction workers?
Weekdays at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. This 4th of July, it's going to be red, white, and win. Give your summer a $4,000 kickstart. Go to KSFO.com now for details on how to win a $4,000 gift card from Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold, right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today or visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game. Judy, spin the meat wheel.
You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or
swap it
for the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it!
Way to go, Judy! You've won delicious pork and great value on
Chop-Off!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Jackoff.
Hi there, Renee Richardson here to give you an update on the Serta Pro paint job. I know, you've been waiting to hear all about it. Well, remember the last time I told you about the husband, not so fond of painting? So we brought in the pros, Serta Pro painters. We had a great consultation with Tim. I got my way, which is, well, let's face it, is really the best thing for all of us. We got the bathroom painted, the ceiling and all one color, very modern. And the job the guys at Serta Pro did was not only flawless, but a breeze. They met us in the morning. We went off to work. We came back to two beautifully painted rooms. They were clean. They were professional. And even to my husband's critical eye, he was very impressed. Painting is a personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you are going to look at it every day. So you should have your painting done right. Serta Pro Painters did it right for us. Call them up and see for yourself. 800-GO-SERTA. That's Serta with a C. And if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff. Ask them about it. You can also visit their website, SertaPro.com. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal.
If you've suffered a stroke, brain injury, or had brain surgery, and you still have balance and coordination deficits, walking problems, and can't use your arm or leg, Neurological Rehab Center can help. Their innovative treatment can dramatically improve your mobility. There is hope you can improve your recovery. Give them a call to schedule a free consultation. See if they can help you. 916-630-8916. That's 916-630-8916. Neurological Rehab Center.
Mark Levin.
That even pisses me off more than conservative women not defending conservatives.
Weekdays at 3.
Just sit there and watch, smile.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
What?
This is an encore presentation of the Savage Nation.
So you shouldn't see it through the eyes of a normal presidency. He's different than everyone. He's entitled to these special perks, don't you think? Andrew, WABC, how's it with you on the intermarriage deal? What's the two marriages in your family?
Well, I'm not that religious, but I would describe myself as Christian, and my wife is Buddhist. And unbeknownst to me, I dismantled one of the little shrines. It's like, I know you've been to Thailand, where you almost died from food poisoning.
Yes.
But they have these little shrines all over the place, and one was just a picture, and it had a soda and bananas or something, and I thought...
I'm sorry. I wasn't laughing. I was sneezing just now. What, so you thought it was old food and threw it out, and she got mad because you really upset her shrine?
Yes, they didn't understand.
Oh, how insensitive of you. Well, the ACLU could sue you to reestablish bananas and soda in the shrine, as long as it isn't a cross. But I told you the funny story of my friend who was half Korean and half Irish, his mom being Korean and everyone else being Irish. And every time they would go to visit the family, the Irish would look at her and say to her in very loud and slow tones, "We are having roast beef and potatoes for dinner. Is there anything special we can make for you?" And to make matters worse, to his poor mother, they would say, and what do your people eat this time of year? Well, I was washing the wheel of my car. I started to laugh hysterically because it struck me as a universal situation, especially in America today, where there are so many intermarriages between religions. And I thought it would be interesting to ask you to call the show at 855-400-7282 with your story, okay? So let's go for it. You ready? Let's go to Palm Coast, Florida. Michael, what's your, well, what's your ethnic mix story or your mixed ethnicity story?
Hey, Michael, thank you for taking my call. Well, I come from an Italian background. My father's born in Sicily, and my mom's half Irish and half Italian. So when we would all get together for holidays, whatever, dinners, I have my Irish aunt. And any time she would speak to my Sicilian grandma, she would just add an A on the end of everything. So it would be, do you want a pancake? Do you want a pizza? Anything had an A on the end of it.
Why would she do that? She thought that, you mean, she'd understand English better if it had a sound like it was Italian?
Well, she spoke no English, so she thought her way of speaking Sicilian, I guess, was to put an A on the end of everything.
Oh, I see what you mean. In other words, but she continued to speak in English, but she just put an A on the English words.
Yes, and she knew, the only word she probably knew in Italian was ciao. She might have put an A on the end of that if she could.
It sounds like a funny relationship. I mean, there was no such, you know, the story I told was of my friend who's half Korean, half Irish, where they literally sort of pandered to the mother in reverse by saying to her, what can your people eat, that type of thing. But you didn't have that in your family situation, right?
No. Well, we just say pasta every day. There was no choice. I mean, it was pasta.
Well, since a potato has an O on the end of it and pasta has an A on the end of it, how would your Irish relative express the word potato to your Sicilian relative? Potato A?
Probably potato.
And well, if there was a Jewish relative, it would have been a potato latke, I guess.
There you go.
All right, Michael, thanks for being a good sport. 855-400-728. Look, we can go light or heavy tonight on the show. If you'd like to talk about, you know, these race stories are very interesting. We need to let some air out of that balloon. It's a little too full of air right now in America. And with so many intermarriages in this country, I think it's a very important topic to kind of put a little lightness on the subject. So if you'd like to do so, fine. Or if you want to go to the heavy stories of the week, the phone number is 855-400-7282. In Boca, Florida, Tim, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. I just wanted to let you know of a very memorable time in my life, and my grandmother was dating a Jewish man for over 30 years, and they were forbidden to marry because he was Jewish, and unfortunately, when he passed away, my brother and I, both Christians, went to his, it's not a wake, it's a Shevitz, and...
Oh, you mean where they're sitting Shiva for 10 days? In his memory.
Exactly. And they had quite a spread set up with food.
Well, that sounds very Irish, the food part of it.
Well, there was a lot of food there, and it was all different kinds of food, all Jewish food, and I didn't know. I ended up getting a big, giant plate of what I thought was the absolute best sweet and sour pork I ever had in my life.
But what was it?
I see my grandmother sitting over in the corner, and I go over to console her, and she's like, how do you like the food? And I said, oh, it was great. And I said, that was the best sweet and sour pork I've had in my life.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, sweetheart, these people are Jewish. They don't eat pork. I go, well, what was it? And she said, it was tongue. I ate about 3 pounds of cow's tongue that day. My brother.
Well, I happen to love tongue. It's very, very rich in cholesterol. I have it a few times a year. I eat it in a Basque restaurant. The Italians serve it. It's called La Lingua. There used to be an Italian restaurant in North Beach that's long gone. Little Joe's. He's dead.
Right.
But in the early days, there was a chef, a big Italian guy with a mustache, like from the old world. The place used to be packed. And if I went in and I'd sit at the counter and I'd order tongue, He'd always go like this. He pointed his tongue to the entire restaurant, and he'd yell out, "La lingua, la lingua." It was just a little thing, but those were the days here in the city when things were a little lighter. So your mixed religion story is one of pleasantry. There was no hostility. The only difference here is that you said your grandfather couldn't marry your grandmother. Is that what it was?
Oh, we called him our Uncle Joe, and his mother forbid on her deathbed him to marry my grandmother. So
the grandmother was Jewish and he was Christian, but they loved each other and lived together for 30 years.
Well, God, he was Jewish, she was Christian. They loved each other and were together for many years, but never married due to his wife, his mom.
Well, but they enjoyed each other. That's the main thing. Well, I appreciate that story. It's very touching. Thank you very much. That opens up a line at 855-472-8282. If you care to come before Dr. Savage and confess your hidden intermarriage secrets tonight on the Savage Nation. WABC Joe, you're on the Savage Nation on the mixed religion, mixed race topic. I like that topic, Joe. Tell us your story.
All right. I'm from Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
Good.
I'm of a mixed marriage, West Side Story, Sicilian and Polish.
Wow, that was an odd one. There were a lot of Sicilian and Irish marriages, weren't there?
A lot of Sicilian Irish, but my wife was smart enough to marry the Polish guy.
Stop it. Don't do that. There are a lot of Irish listeners. That was fast. I can tell you from one of my favorite authors' hometown and the area that he grew up in. You know who I'm talking about because I played him on the show. Henry Miller was from Greenpoint, wasn't he?
I don't know, because that sounded like a name that wasn't Irish, Italian, or Polish.
No, but he was smart and a great writer. So how did that work out, Joe? Did they get along, or was there constant sparks flying?
Let me tell you this. The woman, my mother-in-law, was the sweetest person in the world. And when the four kids would come into the house, she would have the meatballs already waiting for her, for them. And they would...
Yep.
Jumped onto the table and start eating all the meatballs. As far as I was concerned, I would be a dummy to have any kind of trouble because I would have my veal cutlet parmesan, I would have my spaghetti, and you think I was going to say anything? Oh, no.
Very good. No, the food is a very, very important binding agent in all cultures. In fact, more and more people tell me the same story. You know, food from the point of view of anthropology. See, we only look upon food as a nutrient source. But I happen to know, as a trained anthropologist, that food carries more than mere nutrients. Food carries entire cultures. And that's what people are drawn together by. It's not just the food and the calories and the protein and the vitamins. It's what the food signifies in terms of the cultural value, so to speak. And that's what you just expressed, Joe.
So
that's beautiful. That's a beautiful story. Thanks for the call. 855-400-7282. I don't know if you want to talk about it. I think it's a very interesting story because no one talks about it. I mean, what are you going to say about Mark Zuckerberg not Facebook paying no taxes? You expect honesty from the Obama administration? You expect honesty from a corporation that says pay your fair share of taxes when they don't? We're living in the most cynical, deceitful world in the history of the world. This country has never had more cynicism, never, and more deceit coming out of the government than it does right now. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier humidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet said that he had allergies.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
The vet didn't know what to do.
The vet offered no success at all.
We probably spent at least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
The vet noticed that Sundance has a glossy coat now.
My vet was completely blown away. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
855-400-7282 has one open line for you right now. Let's go to Johan, in Miami, Florida. Johan, welcome to the Savage Nation. So what's your family story?
I'm Ben Israeli. I'm a Hindu. I'm a mixed blood from India. And My father is Jewish in India, and apparently the story is that the Romans kicked him out of Romania or whatever, the Roman Empire, and they fled to India.
Oh, wait a minute. You're talking about in ancestral times.
Because there's
a very large Jewish community in India, isn't there, going back 1,000 years?
Yes, in Cochin there is.
Cochin. I have friends who've been there who've told me that there's a thriving Jewish community in Cochin, India, exactly as you're saying. So your father's from Cochin?
Yeah. Well, the ancestors came there, and that's where the family was there. And then they married, but he's not sure whether there may be some Baghdadi Jews that came from
Iraq, of course. So
yes.
Okay, so your mom is Hindu?
Yes, my mother is from Gujarat.
So how does that work out? Because if your father is from Cochin, India, although he's of Jewish ancestry, he's more Indian than he is Jewish at that point, isn't he?
And when I went to, he took me to Cochin, and it was...
No, but I'm saying your father, being in India, a family from India, he'd be more like it from India than having any Jewish connection at all, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
All right. Well, that's an interesting story. I don't see any conflict there. There's no tension in that marriage in the sense that because the cultures were, in that sense, merged. The cultures were merged, so the religion had almost no bearing on it. Nicolette in Tallahassee, Florida. You're up on the Savage Nation.
Hi. So when I was in high school, during Obama's first election, I had a boyfriend. He was half Italian, half Jewish, and I'm half Nigerian, half African-American. So the first time I went over to meet his parents for dinner, they, like, bombarded me with questions about, like, how I felt about Obama being elected. Like, isn't he, like, a great, you know, thing for African-Americans? And they asked me tons of questions about being African. Like, in Africa, do they have, like, big cities like New York and stuff like that? And I just had, like, tons of questions. It's like...
I'm sorry for laughing. So, in other words, because you're of African origin, they assumed you would love Obama?
Yeah, and I did not. Well, at that time, I did. Like, the first, like, 3 months after he was... after he became the Democratic nominee, I was for him, but then I started researching more, and I wasn't so much for Obama, but they expected me to be. And I'm from Arizona, so it's like a really liberal place. And like,
yeah.
I was shocked when I was hesitant to say like I liked Obama because I didn't like him, and it was just so funny.
So did you feel uncomfortable having to pretend you liked Obama in order to fulfill their fantasy?
No, I didn't do it.
You didn't. You see, here's the thing about Obama, just to get into that for a minute. Let's put aside the racial element of Obama. If you were to strip away the issue of race, he's just a corrupt politician like the worst of them. That's what it comes down to. He says one thing and he does another. He talks about pay your fair share, and you find out that the cronies he has in the White House don't pay their share at all. So how could anyone have respect for this guy?
Because people don't research stuff. Like, I think Americans are suffering from some, like, hypnosis. Like, if you think too much, you might get in trouble. They just...
Yeah. Oh, I was told that my whole life, Nicole, which is that don't think so much, you'll get in trouble. And they're absolutely right. It's gotten me in trouble my entire life. That's why I'm on talk radio. It's the last refuge of those who think too much.
Exactly.
Well, Nicole, you know, it's late on the East Coast. You're not only listening to talk radio, but you're interacting with it. And there's a reason for it. It's because you have an active mind and you have probably, this is as good a place as any to exercise your thoughts. Is that right?
Of course. Like, you have to. You have to keep, like, feeding your mind with intellect, because if you don't.
Yeah. What you do is you become an ordinary American and you wind up not thinking at all because you find thinking a little too stressful. You know what? Let me send you the first gift tonight, which is a copy of my new novel. I know you'll love it, A Time for War. I've got a few more to give out, and I'll continue to do it. That's a beautiful call in a certain way, because it's not an expected call. The phone number here is, and it's an open line now, at 855-497-2822. Political stories are welcome, and if you have an inter- or mixed-race story to tell, you could see they're going in a little different direction than the one I told you about, the Korean-Irish story. It's a very different... It's a different direction that the show is going, and I don't know where it's going to wind up. So let's go back up to New York City where there's a lot of passion. WABC Mark, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, the last time I called, interesting, you did the thing about if you're angry, you get angry, you actually live longer. I don't know if you remember that. We're talking about the meatballs, throwing around meatballs, that kind of stuff. But in any event, my story is about my marriage that I had. I'm of Italian descent, and my wife was of Puerto Rican slash Spanish, you know, of descent. And we definitely, each of us had a lot of passion in the marriage, and I actually became a two-edged sword, unfortunately, and it didn't work out. But
what do you mean? Because you're both yelling at the same time?
Yeah, sometimes yelling, you know, just sometimes we're both very, very passionate. We both went our own way, both stubborn, you know, both.
Look, if you're both alphas, it's impossible to get along. Two alphas in the same cage, generally you're in conflict all the time. It's a very interesting story unto itself, which is, how does an alpha female get along with an alpha male other than suppressing her alpha nature and hiding it and almost becoming submissive when she isn't, which turns her in a way into somewhat of a deceitful being? Unless it's a, you see, there are cultures that will teach a woman how to take her alpha nature and not hide it, but submerge it in such a way that it actually comes out stronger. That requires a whole cultural discussion, don't you think? We've gone from politics to culture, religion, the conflict, the humor between races and religions, which is a topic that absolutely must be talked about and really isn't. People are afraid of it. They're afraid to say something that will offend. I don't know what's offensive about talking about intermarriages. I think it's very interesting, by the way. I've always been interested in cultures and religion, anthropology. And I think this is a great topic. Here's a great one coming up out of left field. You ready? The Left Coast, Left Field, KSFO. Mark, your story sounds interesting. Go ahead, fire away.
Hey, Dr. Savage, your show tonight has been wildly entertaining and just absolutely a breath of fresh air. And
well, thank you.
Add to the show, basically. My family, we're all Christian. You know, we come from a Christian background. My oldest uncle on my mother's side, he actually married a Muslim woman. And in Islam, it's pretty much forbidden to actually, marry a Christian. So the family put so much pressure on the woman that, you know, her choices were either to be ostracized from her family or killed by her community, or she could fake her own death.
And oh, my God. How's that for a tolerant background?
You know what I'm saying?
What good is a religion that teaches hate and division? Can you explain that to me? I always thought, when I was a kid, if someone said they were religious, I thought it taught love thy neighbor as thyself, and all religions taught the same thing. Little did I know that there were exceptions to the rule. Little did I know that there were religions that looked upon the rest of the world as, well, let us say, less than human.
Savage.